You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
John, once again, and it probably won't happen. It probably will happen next year. But the Detroit Lions, as we all know, since the schedule came out last week,
yes,
will not be going overseas or even to Brazil to play some football this year.
No. So,
but next year, I think they probably will.
Yeah. And I believe there's 7 matchups this year's overseas. And the countries that they'll be in are Brazil, England, Germany, Ireland, and Spain. Now, England... that's happened many times. Mm-hmm. And we saw Brazil, I think it was last year for the first time. Mm-hmm. We've seen Germany. I don't know that the NFL, the new ones are Ireland and Spain this year, correct?
Yes.
I know that we've had college football games in Ireland before. But so those are the 5 different countries that they'll be playing in this year. And Roger Goodell this past week at the owners' meetings was asked about the schedule and how many games, they would be playing. And this is what he had to say. So a very polished answer.
Mm-hmm.
And gave all the reasons, which we know. And it's basically money.
Yeah, it's like anything else in life.
Yeah, yeah. It makes the world go around. And it makes the NFL go around the world. The question to the fans are, do you like this? Because I can give you the player's perspective. And a lot of players have voiced their concerns about traveling as far as they need to travel to some of these countries, have a play a game, turn around and travel back. I think it's a terrible idea from a player's perspective. But I'm curious what the fans think, because if they go to 16 games, that basically means if they do it equitably, everybody in the course of their football season, every football team will play overseas at least one game.
Right, 16 times 2 is 32.
You got 32 teams. Yeah. And so as fans, do you like this, especially with the possibility? Now, it's probably going to be structured so that the team that plays 9 home games, they're giving up a home game so that it'll only be 8, which we've correct. Always traditionally had,
right.
At least since they went to 16 games, but now it's 17.
It'll be 18 shortly.
Yeah. Do you want it? Are you okay with giving up one of your home games for an international destination? Is this something that American fans want to travel to? Is this good for the game? I think is probably more the better question. Is this good for the NFL?
I think it's great for the NFL. It just gives them, you know, worldwide exposure, and you never know how that, you know, over the years, you may have, we're seeing a couple now, but maybe more actually kids play football over there. They come over and play college here, and, you know, like happens in basketball, and you get some talented players. That's possible. For me as a fan, as a former season ticket holder, and I know the way how expensive season tickets and tickets in general are, if you can give me one less payment, one less game, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, if I'm paying, I mean, what are the Lions right now, from what I understand, like standing room only tickets, face value.
Right.
There's like $300 right now. Mm-hmm. So if I have, you know, two tickets, not standing room, but let's say they're $400, if I can save $800, I'll give up one of my nine home games to save almost $1,000 if I have two tickets. Absolutely.
I want as many home games at home as possible. I understand the expense on fans, but it's and a vast majority of NFL fans are watching on TV.
Correct.
They're not actually in the stadium.
Right.
So does it matter to you? It affects you less if you're watching on TV.
It affects you because most of these games have been historically at like 9:30 in the morning. So that might be different. It might be better for you.
Well, I do like, and this is where I'm kind of stuck in between as a fan. You wake up on Sunday morning, and now you've got games at 9:30, 1, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. From a player's perspective, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Now, sports have taken me places never thought I would go. As a player, I played in Japan. It was a preseason game at that time. It wasn't a regular season game. And it was the way that they structured it when I was with Washington. We basically went out, flew to Japan 3 days before the game. I had no idea what time of day it was, which end was up, which end was down. We played a game, and albeit just a preseason game, then we have instantly got on a plane and came back. I didn't get a chance to see a lot. I didn't get a chance to experience it. Now, if you're going to be there for a week, that changes it a little bit. But mid-season, having to travel 12 hours. Now, I know it's not 12 hours to go to London, but some of these, they are long flights.
Most of them are 6-7 hours, okay? So if you're playing on the West Coast and have a 3.5 or 4 hour flight, so you're talking 3 extra hours. All right, 248-539-9797. Are you okay with the NFL goes to 16 international games a year? All right, some ticket texts, then we'll go to the phones. I think every team should host games in the same spot each year. Like the Lions have the Germany connection whenever they're the home team, play in Germany and grow the secondary base for each team. Pepper says, not a fan at all. The unnecessary stress it puts on teams to do all that extra traveling is not worth it. I wouldn't be surprised if the teams that played internationally had a higher chance of losing the next game they play. Well, that's why you need the bye afterwards. I like it. If they give the two teams that are overseas a batch of tickets that they can buy exclusively, if the Lions went to Ireland or England, I'm there. I think it's kind of cool. It gives people who never had needed the impetus to go and overseas, sure, or whatever. I know a friend of mine went and saw the Giants play over there with his sons, and they
if it's a reason like for a travel, week. Sure.
Yeah. If you made week one all international games, you get more local fans who actually travel. It's a vacation, and they are desperate to see their team play the first game. It's a pain when it's like week 8. I don't know if you want to do that.
If they were to make it week 1, it would seem awkward to start the entire NFL season overseas,
yeah,
spread out around the world. But in terms of being able to travel, like that's done before kids are in school.
Yes, no doubt.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim in Flushing, what's up?
Hey, guys. So my brain logically extends out illogically, so I'll try and put it this way.
Join the club.
From a fan's perspective, well, I know I've got company, but the question, the problem I have is this: from a fan's perspective, yeah, it's more games, more entertaining. I'm not getting up at 9 or 9:30 to watch a game in Brisbane, Australia, or something like that. I'm just not. But from a player's perspective, John, I see exactly what you're talking about in terms of how, first of all, it, you know, you talk about the health and wellness of these guys. They had more games, it gives more chances and more hits. And, yeah, I mean, the head could take a beating. But my biggest problem, I guess what I logically extend this thing out, and after listening to Goodell's comments, it seems maybe he's driving at some point to start putting teams over somewhere else. And if he does that, and I'm a player playing in Detroit, Cleveland, Indianapolis, I don't want to get traded to Berlin, Germany, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Or something like that. And yeah, maybe I'm thinking too far ahead. But it seems to me, after his comments, it seems to me that that may be where his brain might be going.
It might be, and I hope that's not the case.
Yeah. I mean, they've talked about that. He's addressed that before, and he's never said, no, that's not going to happen.
Right. Or a Super Bowl over there. Hunter in Fowlerville, you got the last word.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, I just moved back from Alaska in October, and I will say, I'm not a huge fan of international games because, like, the vibe of the game itself feels off. However, waking up at 9 or waking up early at like 8:30 to watch a 9:30 game, and then spending the rest of your day watching football, so much better than waking up, you know, waiting around all morning watching at 1 o'clock and then finishing up at, you know, midnight when the primetime games are finally over. I think that maybe I'm in the minority thinking this, but it's so much better for the day just waking up and the whole day's football versus, you know, spending that 1 o'clock to midnight time watching football. Again, maybe I'm in the minority, but
I love the line, the 9:30 start, the yeah. times the Lions have been there, but I'm not a person who goes to church. There are people who would screw up with their
services. Religious schedule.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.